Today on Tech Daily, we're talking about data and lots of it. The latest IDC Digital Universe study has revealed that the amount of data being created globally is now growing faster than Moore's Law, with 1.8 zettabytes of data to be created in 2011. Now, on the line to talk about the implications of this growing data trend is Clive Gold, Marketing Chief Technology Officer at EMC Corporation. G'day, Clive.
G'day. How are you doing, Andrew?
Excellent. Now, let's talk about the amount of data being created surpassing Moore's Law. Now, without people having to Google that, what does Moore's Law dictate?
Well, Moore was the guy who was responsible for the Intel processors in the early days, and he said that it's the rate that technology is being developed, the power of the processor will double every 18 months. So every 18 months we get twice as many CPU cycles, or each cycle costs about half the amount. And what IDC just found out is that the rate at which data is actually growing is surpassing that.
Right.
And they're saying it's doubling every 2 years.
Also, I guess getting more tech jargon out of the way, exactly how much data is 1.8 zettabytes? Or I'm also told it's 1.8 trillion gigabytes. What does that equate to?
That is more than anybody can imagine.
Good answer.
It's there are various ways we try and explain that, but it's just too huge. We talk about filling up iPads with this amount of data, and that we would have to stack these iPads. Let's take an example, the Great Wall of China. If we were to stack these iPads up, they would form twice the size of the Great Wall of China. That's how much data.
And where is all this data coming from? Who's responsible?
Those are two different questions. So the first thing is, where is it coming from? And what's been quite incredible for the last few years is it's us. It's you and me. So it's the individuals are creating about 75% of this data. And then you say, who's responsible? And that's a different discussion, because organizations, companies and governments and people like that are responsible for looking after about 80% of that data. The individual, it's kind of interesting, because IDC a couple of years ago coined this term digital shadow. It's the shadow that we cast as we go about doing things today. Because if you think about it, whenever you do anything today, you're probably creating some digital data.
Okay, this is also known as the digital footprint. Is this the same sort of thing, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we create this shadow as we go along. In fact, if you are interested, I think on the IDC site there is a little application which will allow you to enter in what you do and how many times you travel on a train, etc., and how many photos you take, and it'll give you an actual counter of what your digital footprint is currently.
That's amazing. So even if you think, well, I don't do that many Word documents, I don't create online video or anything, even just by existing, you are creating data.
Yeah, there's data that's created about you, and there's the data you create. So data that gets created about you, or things like when you go travel on a train, there's a video camera that's now digital. When you walk into a bank, there's all of that stuff there. But think about it, everybody's taking photos today. All those photos are digital. But also when you use your credit card, or you have some sort of frequent flyer or buyer card, all of that results in digital data.
And it's now suggested that the amount of that kind of digital shadow data actually exceeds what you would create yourself.
Yeah, because a lot of the data that gets created about you, like video, is actually very rich data. It's lots of bits and bytes. So when you compare that to your one credit card transaction, it's far bigger than that.
Okay, so what are the implications for the IT industry looking into the next decade? What are they going to have to deal with, and will there be enough people who are qualified to carry out the job?
Well, it's quite interesting. So first of all, what IDC found was that although the data is growing so much, the number of servers that we use to process all it is growing at about 10 times over the next 10 years, they expect that only 50% more IT professionals will be around.
Wow.
And what that means is IT has to figure out how to automate a lot of this in order to cope and then to move forward, which is more interesting, which is instead of just keeping the stuff, what are we doing with it? How do we find out the nuggets of information that's hiding in all this mountain of data?
Now, we talk a lot about cloud computing at the moment, but how much of a role does it actually play at the moment and in the future?
Well, if we have a look, the way that we've been managed to survive so far is we've managed to, in the last 6 years, is sort of increased the productivity of us managing and keeping and storing this data by about 6 times.
Right.
So it costs about a sixth of the amount today to keep and manage this data than it did then. Now, to move forward, we need to continue to drive down that cost. And that's where cloud computing and cloud storage really comes into it, because that's the next level of aggregation, the next level of efficiency for us is to keep some of this data in the cloud.
Okay, so I guess finally, is the solution more about trying to work out where to put stuff or trying to work out what to keep?
Well, a lot of companies and a lot of people feel they have to keep everything.
Yeah.
And so what to keep and what not to keep is, I think that has gone past us now. We've just got to such a stage that we're creating so much data. I think Eric Schmidt, who was involved in Google, he said something quite interesting. He said, you have to realize that every 2 days, we create as much digital information as the world created from the beginning until 2003. So that's the scale of what we have. So I think what's more important or more interesting is, how do we use this data? How do we find out what the trends are? How do we find out what people are up to, what companies need to be producing? So this whole area of what's become known as big data is more interesting, is how to use the stuff rather than just how to maintain it. So it's to change people thinking about keeping data as being a problem to having a look at it and saying, wow, we've got huge amounts of opportunity if we figure out how to use this data.
So a great future for analytics then?
Absolutely, but way beyond just analytics. If you think about scientific research, if you think about what people are doing to solve health problems through understanding the genome, etc., there's, you know, all fields of society and technology and business can get transformed if we figure out how to really use this data properly.
All right, Clive, some great information there. Now, of course, you spoke earlier about the IDC website, which has a great little application that can help people find out how much of a digital shadow they're casting. Anyone who wants to check that out, head to techdaily.com.au and click through and find the link there. Well, Clive Gold from EMC Corporation, thanks again for your time.
Thank you.